The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Rav of Beis Medrash Teferes Eliezer of Lakewood, New Jersey, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Asaymech Sukkosoi Bekari Hamita. The Mishnah and the Chof Aleph from Beis tells us that if someone puts schach on the legs of his bed, it is kosher, it is a kosher sukkah. Rav Yehuda says, if it's not able to stand on its own, psua, it is possible. And the Gemara gives a reason. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. What is the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda? Pligi bar Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Abba bar Mamo. Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Abba bar Mamo argue about it. Chad Omar, one of them says, Nipnei she'ein lo keva. V'chad Omar, Nipnei she'ma'amida b'davra ha'mekabel tumah. One opinion is because it does not; it is not keva. It is not something that is a permanent structure. Rabbi Mamel, and the other opinion, Rabbi Mamel is because he's b'amida, he's supporting the bed on a davar shemekabel tuma. Now, what does it mean, ein lo keva? Rashi explains that to mean that since the schach, the sukkah, the edifice of the sukkah is movable when a person moves the bed itself. So that's going to be, it shows you that it's not a permanent thing. It's temporary. It's something that's able to be transported. And Rabbi Yehuda Lataim, Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his opinion in the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Amud Beis that a sukkah has to be keva. And therefore, over here also, he says it is possible. The Rosh has a different pshat in this Gemara. And the Rosh actually learns that Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing on the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda is coming to explain the Tanakhama. And the Rosh quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi explains the meaning of keva to mean that it does not have the proper distance between the bed and the schach. We know that a sukkah has to be 10 tefachim high. And if a person has a sukkah that is the wrong size, it's going to be a problem of keva, because if the bed, it does not have 10 tefachim until the schach, if you're measuring from the floor until the schach, you're going to have the bed in the middle, and the bed is going to be reducing the space of the 10 tefachim. You're going to have to measure the height of the 10 tefachim from the bed until the schach, and you do not have that. You're missing in the height. So therefore, it's ein lo keva, and such a thing would be possible. Now, the Rosh explains that in the following case. He says there's two ways that it could be. It could be where it's yichoyl olamay b'fnei atzmai, like Rabbi Yehuda says. That means that the schach could be supported regardless of the bed. For example, if I made four pillars, and across the four pillars, the four poles on the top, I spread schach, and I brought the bed under that. So the bed is removable. The schach remains supported by these poles. Therefore, in such a case, it is considered a good sukkah. However, if he's soymech sukkah sivakari mita, if he's supporting the schach with the actual bedposts, in that case, we're going to be missing in the height. Now, the question is, what is the difference if you can remove the bed or if you cannot remove the bed, as far as the fact that I have to have a sukkah that's 10 tefachim tall? If I can remove the bed and leave the schach there, we're saying that it's not a problem. But if the schach is attached to the poles of the bed, in that case, it is a problem. So if the understanding would be like Rashi, that we need to know that it's a steady, it's a structure that's able to last, then I understand the difference. However, if it's a question of height, that I need to have 10 tefachim, and the 10 tefachim are being interrupted with the bed that's in it, so what is the difference if the bed is removable or is not removable? At the end of the day, I'm missing in my 10 tefachim. So we're going to speak out a few yesoidas, some of them based on the Briskarov in Chidush Emoran Riz al Rambam. But some might be a little bit adding, a little bit changing certain things based on different rayas. But we're going to speak out in short a very important yesod in the halachas of sukkah. There is a halacha that a sukkah has to have a certain measurement. We know there's a measurement of 10 tefachim tall. We know there's a measurement of width. There's another halacha that's not so well known, is that a sukkah has to be ra'i l'dira. It has to be worthy of living in it. The Gemara says, on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, if you have a sukkah that's 10 tefachim tall, v'hutzin yardin l'saicha, and you have like the leaves, some of these palm tree leaves, they have like these sharp ends, or these twigs, the tzchach itself has some of those twigs drooping down into the space of the ten tefachim. So Sabra Abaye l'meimar, Abaye wanted to say it's kosher, but Rava said that no, hadira sruchahi, it's considered a bad dwelling. A person cannot live in such a dwelling. A person cannot live in such a bad dwelling. If a person is going to be confined to 10 tefachim height, and he's going to have these things coming down and poking him, he's not going to stay in the sukkah. He's going to leave. So the sukkah is not worthy of dwelling. It's not a proper dwelling place. From this Gemara we see that besides for the measurements of the sukkah, there also has to be an intrinsic importance, an intrinsic value to the fact that it has to be worthy of living. A person has to be willing to live there. If it's not something that a person can comfortably live there, if the dwelling is not comfortable for a person to live there, for if they have these thorny branches coming down into the sukkah, he is not able to. He's not going to stay there. Therefore, it's considered missing in that aspect of sukkah, and that itself is also a kind of a psul in Hilchos Sukkah. So now, when we have this bed that's removable from the sukkah, and we're missing in the space of 10 tefachim height, we're not missing necessarily in the height itself. We're missing in the ability to use this as a proper dwelling. If you have at best, you have 10 tefachim, and in the middle of the 10 tefachim there's a bed. It's between the bed and the schach, there's not enough space to move around, so therefore it's missing in the dwelling of sukkah. It's not something that a person would want to dwell in. A person would not be able to use that, as it's not livable. So since it's not livable, it's going to be missing in the din of sukkah, and it's going to be puzzle. However, on this there's a difference if the bed is able to be removed or not. Because when I look at the sukkah, and I want to know if the sukkah is a livable sukkah, it doesn't matter to me that I chose to put a bed in it. The sukkah in and of itself is a livable sukkah. If I remove the bed, I could use the sukkah. But the sukkah in and of itself is livable. However, when the schach is on the post of the bed itself, that means that by definition, if I'm going to remove the bed, the sukkah is going to be destroyed. That means that the sukkah itself is not a livable sukkah. So this is the difference. When the problem with the sukkah is in the sukkah itself, and it's not livable in and of itself, then we have a problem of diras rucha. Diras rucha creates that the dwelling is not livable, and if I remove the bed, I'm going to be losing the sukkah, so therefore the sukkah is worthless. However, if the bed is removable and still the sukkah will remain in place, in that case, that shows you that the sukkah is a livable dwelling, and therefore you would not have a problem of diras rucha. Now, based on this concept of diras rucha, we can actually gain a little understanding in a different Gemara. There's an interesting Gemara on Daf Yud Amud Beis that says that noy sukkah ain remayt in besukkah. The decorations in a sukkah do not reduce the size of the sukkah. For example, if I have a sukkah that's 10 tefachim tall and I have decorations hanging down, that's not a problem that I have these decorations. The sukkah still remains kosher. Tosfos over there, the Ramasul noy sukkah asks in the following question. V'loy dami l'hutzin yardin. It is not similar to the din of davdala and meralf of hutzin yardin. Now, Hutz and Yardin was the thing we said before, if there's these branches that hang down and poke people in the face, so we lose the height of Yutvachim, not because of the measurement of Yutvachim, but because of the livableness, the din dira, which Sukkah has. So Taisa says that, why don't I have the same problem when I have decorations hanging down into my Sukkah? Says Taisus, because over here, Shani Hacha de Lanoi Avidon, they're made for the beauty. They're made for the beauty of Sukkah. So if they're made for the beauty of Sukkah, that's not considered something that affects the dindir of Sukkah. Here again, we have the same concept. Even though technically the Sukkah in and of itself is missing in height, since it has these decorations hanging down, we reduce the space of the sukkah. But still, that's not considered missing in height, because the sukkah in and of itself is really 10 tefachim. The only issue that we have when things are hanging down from the ceiling is the other issue of diras rucha. Diras rucha means, is it livable or not? So if there's thorns poking a person in the face, then obviously it's not a livable sukkah. So that's why the sukkah is possible. But if he chooses, he likes these things hanging from the ceiling. He chose things that to him are valuable. He has a feeling these decorations mean something to him, and therefore he hung them from the ceiling. So even though he has to cringe and bend and twist in all different directions to be able to fit into this 10 tefachim high sukkah, which has also decorations, still that's not considered missing in the din of dira. That's not considered missing in the... It's not considered that the sukkah is not livable, because no, the opposite, because for him it is livable. He wants it like that. He loves it like that. He likes to have these decorations in the sukkah. So therefore, for this person, these decorations are actually not going to affect the din of dira in sukkah, and therefore it's going to be good. Now, there's a very interesting shiloh that could be asked from the same gemara itself. And this actually is going to bring an important yesoid. The same gemara that says that if you have the decorations hanging into the sukkah, the same Gemara says that if the decorations are on the side, that means they reduce the width of 7 tefachim of the sukkah, then it is a problem. And the question is, what's the difference if they're hanging from the ceiling or if they're on the side of the sukkah? If, according to, as we were saying before, a person chooses that because whatever reason, he likes it, he enjoys these decorations, so what's the difference if they're on the ceiling or if they're hanging on the wall? So the Meiri actually offers an explanation, which the explanation itself needs a hesber, and the Meiri says the following words: Avol min hatzad im miyatu rechava mizayin al zayin mimatin upsula sheri achshav ein ruya leisher ba. If the decorations are on the side, then they reduce the 7 tefachim space that's necessary, and he's not able to sit there. Therefore, it's a problem, and it's possible. The question is, again, what's the difference? Why, when it comes to the width, do we look at it this way? When it comes to the height, we look at it that way. Apparently, we have to say that there's a difference in the dindira when we're referring to the height, and the dindira when we're referring to the width. When we're referring to the height of a sukkah, it's still possible for a person to bend himself and twist in different directions if the noise sukkah are something that he feels it's worth it to do that. He does not lose on the ability to sit in the sukkah. However, when it's things that are on the side, then already, since 7 tefachim is such a sheer mitzumtum, in that case, it's already more difficult, and then, even if he wants to, still he loses out. And the sukkah is going to be puzzle. And we could bring a raya to this, from the words of the Baal HaMor at the end of the Masechta. The Baal HaMor says, on the Gemara on Daf Chof Tes, that says that Shraga Barim Talalta, that the candle, if you bring a candle into a sukkah ketana, if you bring a candle into a sukkah that's only 7 tefachim, it reduces the space and its puzzle. And he explains the reasoning behind this halacha in the following way. Sukkah ketana mifsala b'shraga, a small sukkah becomes possible if you bring in a candle. Mishum the less of the shiura of the sukkah, because it did not have the size, the proper size of the sukkah. Midi tahavi anoy sukkah the mimayitim b'sukkah minatzad, because they resemble the din of noy sukkah that are possible if you put them on the wall on a small sukkah, like we said before. Kach, similarly, kol davar shu b'mayit b'yeshiva sukkah, anything that reduces the seating space of the sukkah, shalainishim imena shiva tvachim pnuyim l'yeshiva, that you did not leave over seven open tvachim for a person to sit, having miyut b'sukkah ketana, is considered a miyut in a sukkah ketana. Because when a person has less than the shabbat tvachim, because even though he could technically try to squash himself in, but still we can apply bedayche. We can apply a sort of an applied kind of svara that's also a kind of psul. Why? Because at the end of the day, you do not have the seventh tefachim that you need. So it's very interesting. This psul called dira, this psul called livability that we need, that the sukkah has to be livable, and if it's not livable, it's psul. That psul only applies in all ways, but in certain, when you're dealing with the height of the sukkah, in that case, there's certain flexibility. If a person chooses to have nice decorations that he likes, Tosfos teaches us that that's not a problem. You do not lose the dira of sukkah. However, if it's in the width of the seventh tefachim, you're losing from the minimum shear of seventh tefachim. In that case, even though they're the same decorations, but they're on the side of you, in that case, already the halacha is that that's considered a reduction in the actual measurement of the sukkah, and in that case, it would be pasul. So in our Mishnah, if technically we would have the question on the side, it's very possible that it wouldn't make a difference if the sukkah was on the poles that are on the side or on the bed itself. It's only because we're discussing height, that's why you're able to differentiate between where the sukkah itself is royal adira. It's just that the bed was placed by the person in there, similar to the person who put the decorations, where he chose to use his adira in this way. As opposed to if the actual sukkah itself was attached to the bed, which in that case, it becomes pasul. But minatzad, no matter what, it's going to always be pasul because you're missing in the Shabbat Tzvah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.